Welcome back. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio. Today on Fired Up with CJ, I have Bragany Michaels, an internationally recognized speaker. A speaker. What is that? A speaker and a preacher?
Okay.
You're a speaker.
How about a speaker and a teacher?
Exactly. A speaker and a teacher. Okay. And an author of a book called Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Peaceful and Happy No Matter What. Today we have been focusing, we've had 4 segments on and looks at perfectionism. And this section is answering, who am I and why am I here? who am I and why am I here? How does this even relate to perfectionism, Bragany?
That's a good question. But in my some 30-odd years of working with people and with myself, mm-hmm. I would say the majority of human beings that I've connected with in the West, and an awful lot from the East as well, feel basically as if they're flawed. Mm. And from what our conversation included earlier, it's understanding that flawed actually means the absence of perfection. That's how you define it. So if you think of flawed, you also are thinking of perfection. They go together. Mm-hmm. They travel together like the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any other things that go together right now.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Peanut butter and jelly. Salt and pepper. There you go.
Okay.
All right. So the idea that we're striving for perfectionism in our actions, in our clothes, in our body, in our work, in the kind of feedback we get from people, we always want the positive and not the negative, opens us up to an understanding that deep inside the psyche of most human beings, there is a sense that I am intrinsically flawed. Mm-hmm. By intrinsically, I mean I came this way and I can never change it.
Mm-hmm.
This is not true, but this is one of the beliefs that I have seen consistently arise in human being after human being that's come through my office, which is thousands and thousands of people. So,
but I want to continue.
Yes.
So, because I know the voice of Bragany is so powerful.
Oh.
Like the voice of God. So,
I really wish you'd stop saying that.
I know, I just say it because I can totally see it bugs you.
It does bug me.
I'm sorry. What should I say? The voice of higher consciousness.
That's much better.
Okay, there's a voice of higher consciousness. All right, so when you're down this thread, I want to play my soundtrack, and then I want you to play the voice of higher consciousness when I answer this question. So I'm like, who am I? Oh, this garden sucks. You know, all the colors are off. Why can't I do this right? I'm so flawed. You know, fundamentally, I'm flawed, and this garden is flawed, and this garden is a reflection of how flawed I am. Okay, when I'm there, oh, Bragany squinching her nose because it's so pathetic. Okay, so I'm there. Now, what is the voice of higher consciousness from above going to say to me and the dialogue that we should play in our ears?
Okay, I can give you a sense of what it would say. The language would be each person's.
Okay.
Okay, so I think it's important to understand that. Ultimately, the voice of higher consciousness is going to say, you have perfectly done the garden. It's the best that you can do today. Right?
Oh, and it instantly made me feel better.
Yeah, it's
so
the best.
Say it again. I don't even have a garden, but say it again.
That's the thing about the voice of higher consciousness. You need to have it speak again and again, because the only thing that really changes your unconscious mind is repetition. And the thing that's repeated the most is, I'm flawed, I'm not good, I'm not intrinsically bad, etc. So what I want you to understand is that as long as you say that, you have to bring in the other side as well to learn how to be happy.
Right.
To be happy as a human being. Be happy.
My website is so screwed up. I have to launch in September. What am I doing? I don't know this marketing stuff. Does that sound familiar?
It does sound familiar. Voice of higher consciousness. It's all right, sweetie. It's okay. You're doing the best you can. You're learning as fast as you can. And again, I'm saying you're doing the work.
Right.
You're putting in the
time, you're putting
in the energy,
okay.
You've done all you can, and you know what, sweetheart, I tend to talk very nicely to myself, you know what, it's good enough. And you know what, if it's not, and you get feedback that says it's not right or it's not good enough, you'll change it. It's okay.
No.
You just do what you can do, the best you can do it in the moment, and it's fine, because you are absolutely the most perfect you that there will ever be. And there's also a lot of flaws and mistakes that you're going to make, because you're evolving, you're changing, you're growing into the totality of who you are, whatever that is. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the kind of thing you want to say. It's positive, it's supportive. But the fundamental thing is a belief that you are part of something larger than yourself and you are intrinsically perfect as you are. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, most of us go, that's ridiculous. I'm so not perfect.
Right.
But that's the paradox of being human. You're born not perfect. It's part of the design.
Right.
So when you understand that you're perfectly imperfect, it's much easier to find a way to be happy and joyful in your life and still engage in all the things that you want to do, strive to be the best you can be, and relax when you're not.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you suck as a human being.
Right.
It just doesn't mean that unless you tell yourself it does.
Right. So how this relates to the perfectionism is where we go in defining in this quintessential question that all of us ask, who am I? And the answer we hear back is, I'm flawed. And the answer is, you're doing the best that you can. What you're doing is fine. You know, you'll do the best that you can at whatever stage that you're in, and everything is fine.
Let me repeat once again.
Yeah.
If you want perfection and life is perfect, right? The only way it can continue to be perfect moment to moment is to have flaws in it, to make better. That's called evolution in a nutshell. Evolution in a nutshell is perfection and flawed sleeping side by side, walking hand in hand, and happily turning, tossing the ball back and forth. Mm-hmm. You're flawed one minute, you're perfect the next. You're flawed the next minute, and then you strive for something to make it better.
So I like that. So then it's like, what's happening right now is perfect, right? The process that you're going through is perfect because, in fact, it is this dance between perfections and flaws, and you're doing that dance, and it's perfect. That's exactly what you need to be doing. Is that another way of saying it?
That's another way of saying
the same thing. I'm just trying to hypnotize myself in several different ways. I'll play this over and over again, and I suggest other people do as well.
The key is you have to understand that you are part of something larger. Mm-hmm. I mean, you came into this life without your doing anything, and you'll go out without your doing anything, generally speaking. So there is something bigger than us afoot, whatever you wish to call it, however you wish to relate to it. But on this plane of reality, the everyday, ordinary life, there are polar pairs which are everywhere. And when you learn to look at yourself as both flawed and perfect, it's very freeing, and it allows the love that everybody wants to have and the joy and the compassion to come forth more, because you will automatically go, you'll breathe, you relax, you go, it's okay to be who I am.
And that's the nature of your book, right? I mean, your book, as I read the title, is Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Peaceful and Happy No Matter What. I mean, that's the major premise of your book.
Yes, it is. And it's based a lot on the psychology of mystics, the way they think. It's about their psychology and how all we have to do to change ours to match theirs is get this understanding about polar opposites and that we're both, and we can relax. And we're still going to strive to make things better, and we're still going to make mistakes.
Right.
But none of it will have anything to do about making you into a perfect person that you're not.
Right.
Okay, because you are and you're not.
Right.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
That's this. It's a different way of looking at it, but what it produces is a great deal more self-love, compassion for yourself and for other people, and a lot more joy and delight in your day.
Right.
You can enjoy the journey a lot more and still get to your destination, believe it or not.
Those mystics really did know what they were doing, didn't they?
They did, and I thought they were just a bunch of wackos, but it turns out they had some pretty solid guidance to give us.
They could turn things into gold, but really, they can.
They can.
These are the jewels.
They really can. So I just want to make one more comment, if I have time, which is that you said earlier, a lot of people today are asking these two questions.
Yeah.
Who am I? And what am I here for? What is my purpose? And I think understanding the kinds of things we're talking about today, this basic issue between being perfect and being flawed, is fundamental to answering those two questions.
Right. Right. It's not just that, it's like you said, you're like, well, that's for you to discover. Mm-hmm. That was your answer, which I then buried my head in the sand. But I think the key, and what you meant by that, is it's a constant exploration. And this is one way of delving into that, looking at your tendencies. In this case, it's perfectionism. And then asking, what is it that I say in regards to this kind of behavior and about who I am, and what's not helpful about it, and what is helpful, and what is a better definition, which is really what we've done today.
Right. The better definition, instead of saying I am flawed, is I am both flawed and perfect.
Yeah.
Because that embraces both your human dimension and your spiritual dimension.
I don't know if I'm flawed in thinking this, but in some ways I think I am perfect because I'm both flawed and perfect.
There you go. That's
but
good
maybe
too.
That's me too. Maybe that's like me as that. A perfectionist.
Again, it's very personal, as spirituality is. It's a very personal thing, but it's very hard to be a human being on this plane without some awareness of and connection to something larger than yourself, which is the very breath that you take every day is the gift from life. You know, we don't do anything. We just get that. So when people talk about life being a gift, there's a way to come back to the moment, and it's perfect in that moment. And I've worked with that for years. This gobbledygook New Age stuff, everything is perfect in the moment. Well, gosh darn if it isn't true.
Yeah, that's true.
In the moment.
And that's, and this is what this this series, and this is one of many series that we've been doing. It's really ways in which we hate ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And how we move to love ourselves, which is the, we'll get there, but you have to wait. Getting there soon, aren't we? I think in the next couple of series we're going to talk about self-love. But thank you so much, Ragini. It's I think that your advice heals so many people, and your love is empowering. So next Thursday, more about education as it's back to school. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.